So now that we've had an opportunity to look over this new order that takes effect from the governor next week, how much more of a challenge does it present for businesses when it comes to their employees and masks in the workplace?
It really ratchets up the difficulty here. It's taking away an easy basis for a lot of the rules that the employers have implemented. And now they're going to have to go back and re-justify themselves for maintaining the policies that have been successful over the last several months.
We often hear how private businesses have the authority, the latitude to require their customers to wear masks. Is it the same with employers when it comes to their workers?
Generally speaking, yes. Just as with the public, there's the need to accommodate certain types of disabilities and things of that nature. But yes, employers generally have the right to impose these rules as they see fit to make sure that they provide a safe workplace.
Is there a recommended way, as we get ready for this to take effect in 1 week, for employers to get ahead of this? Do they need to have a sit down with employees? What do you recommend?
My recommendation is to continue pointing to the CDC. The CDC is the science, and it's the doctors, and it's not the political source, if you will. And so the message from employers to employees needs to be, we're going to continue doing what the CDC tells us to do, because that's keeping you safe, and it's kept you safe throughout this process. The other thing they will need to do is they'll need to make clear to their employees that they're going to support them when they're confronted with customer frustration, because customers are going to come in and expect a different world. And the employers in many circumstances can't accommodate that. It'll create too much risk and too much danger both for the customers and the employees.
Is there a best way to handle that? And I'm glad you mentioned it, because that's really a whole new ball game for companies and their workers who deal one-on-one with public customers.
You know, it's going to be difficult, and it's going to vary based on the local climate on these topics, as well as the specific sector in which the customer-facing operation is operating. However, the best initial approach is probably going to be to put in very clear and bright-line rules. If you're not letting people in without masks, don't give people discretion to make exceptions. And excuse me, by people, I mean employees. Don't give employees the option to make exceptions. Instead, require them to elevate it, so that someone in a management position can be responsible. You don't want someone on the front line to have to bear the brunt of that conversation. Instead, give them a mechanism to refer it to someone who's capable of handling that problem and diffusing the situation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.